One summer, the priests in my Jesu Caritas group, we had a bowling team together down on Strawberry Hill at St. John the Baptist, the bowling alley. We called ourselves Boanerges, Sons of Thunder. We didn't make too much thunder. It was, yeah. We were more of eating chicken wings and drinking beer. But beside the point, we have interesting readings today. There's a really odd parallel between them. Both take place on a mountain or a hilltop. Did you notice that? Both of those hilltops possess the Lord's anointed. We see Jesus, and we see these two figures of Saul and David, both who have been anointed by God. Saul is poor Saul. As I said yesterday, is he just an incredible lack of self-esteem? He doesn't know who he is. He's never really accepted the anointing that he received from the Lord. And we see that in his actions, trying to prove who he is, trying to defend who he is. And it's crazy because David gives a greater witness to recognizing Saul's anointedness than Saul himself knows or acknowledges. Do you see that? The respect and the dignity with which David treats Saul, it's not even the same respect and dignity that Saul treats himself. David is capable of seeing Saul for who he is, as the Lord's anointed, so much more than Saul has been able to see it in himself. Both of these situations that take place in the mountain, there is this insinuation in the first reading of betrayal on the part of those who are speaking about David to Saul. It's like, why do you listen to them? Why do you believe them? And we see in the gospel text the reference to Judas Iscariot, who will betray Jesus unto death. It is interesting to compare and contrast these two realities. We see Saul's attempt to solidify his power, his authority, by destroying David. We see David's response. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I don't know how many people could have restrained themselves in the way in which David restrained himself in that moment. David had to end up restraining his own men, because his own men are like, you're crazy, we're going to kill him now, let's go. You know, and he's like, no, you're not. No, you're not. But we see Saul trying to solidify his power. But what do we see Jesus do? Jesus knows exactly who he is. He knows exactly who he is. So he goes up the mountain not to solidify his power, but to share it. He shares it with the 12. He sends the 12 forth to share in his mission, to make manifest his power, to manifest that the kingdom of God is at hand, to do good in his name. How different these two kings, Saul and Jesus. How different their understanding of who they are as the anointed one of God. So, do you know who you are? My brother and sister, Christians, anointed ones, little Christs, those who have been anointed in the same way in which Jesus has been anointed with power in the Holy Spirit to go into the world to be its Messiah. Do you know who you are? There is a great danger, my brothers and sisters, in not knowing who you are. Why? Because if you don't know who you are, if you don't believe who you have become in Jesus Christ, if you don't recognize that you are anointed with power in your redemption, in the Holy Spirit, then you will cling and grasp and scratch and claw in order to be. Problem is that you already are, and no amount of scratching or clawing or grasping has brought that to you. It was gift. It was mercy and compassion and love. To know who you are as an anointed one of God, as a beloved son and daughter, anointed with power, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, then you are free. You are free to act in that freedom, free to act in that identity. The readings today set up such a great contrast. Jesus knows exactly who he is, and so is able to be generous and to give and to share everything of himself with others to go about bringing about the kingdom of God. This is the kind of generosity of heart in which we must possess. This kind of generosity of heart that you are created for, by your very being, by your redemption, this is who you are. Do not lie to yourself.